Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Keep saying it's that time of year. Music's in the air. Holiday music's in the air. Welcome back to the morning show here, November 29th edition. And as promised, I've been looking forward to this. Linda Clint, one of my favorite people. I say that without any kind of reservation.
Thanks, Bill.
Coming in this morning, we're going to talk about kind of a new venture for you.
It is.
You are the new director of the Alfian Male Chorus.
Correct.
How did that come about?
Well, last spring I was approached by one of the members, as he said Mary Jane needed some retirement time. Mm-hmm. And bless her heart for all the years she has given.
How many again?
I believe it's over 20. I'm not exactly sure when she started, but I believe it's over 20.
Right.
She's an amazing lady, so it's some hard shoes to fill. But approached me as taking over as director, and I said, I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this fall, I was approached again. Well, did you think about it?
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, you know, we really need a director. And I said, I will give it a try. So we're giving it a try.
You're giving it a try. This is your freshman effort.
My maiden voyage here.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Well, how are things going so far?
Things are going well. We rehearse every Tuesday night, and we've started in September. So every Tuesday night, we rehearse for about an hour and a half, and we've had about 12 members that have joined, or they've been there previously, so mm-hmm. they are not new this year. So thank God for that for me, because
right.
they know the ropes, they know how to go about things, and so it's a learning experience for me. So they were teaching me, this is what we like, this is how we go about this, and that's wonderful.
Linda, how many members in the choir total?
There are 12 singers.
12 singers,
and then, of
singers,
course,
okay.
the beautiful Connie Ragus is so talented, and she plays the piano for us, so that's wonderful.
So do you want to give us a heads up on what selections we're going to be hearing?
A little bit, absolutely. Okay. I'm not going to give you all of them.
All right, no, tease us a little bit.
Just a little bit. We're going to start at the very beginning, and as it says, Do Re Mi, the song that you all know from The Sound of Music,
mm-hmm.
the very first words are, let's start at the very beginning. So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
And then we're going to work our way through a couple. We have a Johnny Cash selection coming up, and then we have a couple religious ones. This one's called Give Me Oil in My Lamp. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to hear. And then we'll back to an old Rugged Cross. We have a cellist coming in to play her cello with us, and it's beautiful. It really is really beautiful. We have Battle Hymn of the Republic, which everybody knows, and of course it's a nice heartwarming one for me.
Sure.
One of my favorites. And if you know the verses on that one, the very last one, it talks about in the beauty of the lilies Christ was born across the sea. That leads us right into Christmas. And so we have a few Christmas carols we're going to be doing. We'll have a couple that will be audience participation. That will be fun. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
This is going to be a great show.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Hope
so. Do you have any favorites here yourself? You don't have to say what they are, but through all the selections, do you have some that are just
always.
Like always?
Yep. Yeah. And since this was my maiden voyage, I did pick some that I felt really comfortable with. And then the one that is my favorite, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, is Battle Hymn of the Republic. I love that song. It's the song where I myself learned to sing harmony. And I love harmonies. So Battle Hymn is a beautiful, beautiful harmonic song. And
so you got some history with that.
Yeah, this just my heart's favorite.
Okay, well, that kind of leads me to my next question. What do you like best about directing? You're a great director. I've worked with you before.
Yes, Bill and
have
worked together.
Great director.
Thank you.
What motivates you? What moves you?
To see the progress. I love, you know, how we start is like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? And then by the concert time, it's, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
I know we can do this. This is awesome. It will work.
My favorite part of watching you direct, always has been, I think maybe I've told you this before, is that when everything's moving and when the notes are right and you can just kind of feel it.
You do.
I love when you're directing, you close your eyes, and I can just tell that the music literally moves you.
It does. It does. There's and then of course with all the male voices, it's just so rich and warm and comforting, and mm-hmm. I love it. It's right. just so beautiful.
So again, let's cover this Alfian Male Chorus, when and where.
This Sunday, December 3rd, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think after a football game, but I think it's a Vikings bye game.
Good
bye
call.
Week.
Good
I
call.
Think so. At Grace Lutheran Church in Breckenridge, 3 o'clock on Sunday, December 3rd.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Linda,
fun.
Congratulations
Thank
on this
you,
on this new venture. And we talked before we went on. You've never shied away from a challenge. So this one, I think they found the right person for the job.
Well, thank you. I hope we have many years of fun together.
Absolutely. Linda, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks,
and
Bill.
You want to talk music or anything else, you just stop by anytime you want.
All right. It's the deal.
Linda Clint, it's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He's like a caffeine rush without the crash.
Holy cow!
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
Hoo-ah!
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
We used to chase that Ted and Uber freight. Couple of kids in a Chevrolet. Catch a little air when we cross the tracks. Sipping on something from a paper stack. You hang your shirt on that maple limb. Slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in. Jumping in, I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot.